I feel you have not given me enough guidance. To the student, the teacher remained silent. You've left me totally on my own. Still, there was silence. I have to do all the work myself. Again, silence. All you give me is time to discover the truth for myself. Silence. But I guess in the long run, this was the best way. Silence. I am honored that you respected me enough to let me discover the truth on my own. So the mind may have a lot of things to finish up saying, but let it go. This is the time to train the mind to connect to the present moment and the anchor of here and now. In truth, you don't have to learn a lot of edicts and instructions, and you don't have to learn a lot of information and knowledge. The truth of the path, the truth of it lies in the present moment and the awareness of being in the present moment. And when you're in the present moment, the path itself, knowing what to do, how to be, it reveals itself. So, in some respect, when you practice meditation, just the coming back to the present moment, you are actually practicing everything you need to know to discern what is the right way to be, what's the appropriate response in this moment. It's a lot more to it than just can you get concentrated. So let go of the mind's thinking. It's not necessary right now. This moment is for training to be in the present moment. So notice the sounds that are arising. Notice the felt sense of breathing. Notice the sensations in the body, the contact points and the pressure, the changing nature of all of it. Notice the immediacy of the present moment, of here and now. Be alert, ardent, mindful that this is the present moment. You're not lost in the past. You're not dwelling on the future. You're not lost in thought. You're just sitting here now. Just aware. And that's completely enough. I'd like to end our sit or practice period with a quote from Thich Nhat Hanh. I think of it as a different take on right intentions of non-harm, goodwill, and restraint or renunciation. This is the way he says that. When you produce a thought that is full of understanding, forgiveness, and compassion, that thought will immediately have a healing effect on both your physical and mental health and on those around you. If you think a thought that is full of judgment and anger, that thought will immediately poison your body and mind and the people all around you. So when you produce a thought that is full of understanding, forgiveness, and compassion, that thought will immediately have a healing effect on both your physical and mental health and on those around you. If you think a thought that is full of judgment and anger, that thought will immediately poison your body and mind and the people all around you.